Everybody Can is a conversation about the people and organizations that strengthen our community by volunteering, donating, serving on boards, or sometimes just showing up in moments of kindness in Jefferson and Clallam counties. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, tenaciously curious and committed to the notion that connecting and serving with others provides a space for one to have a sense of purpose and belonging. You know, one of the places that we identify as a place that we see for our town of Port Townsend is this lighthouse at Point Wilson. You know, in earlier years, lighthouses or light stations required the vigilant care to keep the station light going throughout the night. Running fuel up the lighthouse through the night was indeed a task for two light station keepers. This is just a tidbit of what one learns when visiting the light station. And if one is fortunate enough to stay the night at one of those two keeper homes, you will come to understand the spectacular nature of this man-made building nestled on the shore of Admiralty Inlet and the need for two lighthouse keepers. The Point Wilson Lighthouse is an historic icon that continues to need a vigilant watch over time and as such requires funding and support. Today, innkeeper and board member Malaya Carter and guest musician Kevin will be joining us today to chat about the Point Wilson Restoration Lighthouse and the Light the Night concert. Thanks for joining us, Mel. How's it going?
Hi, thank you for having us. Things are going very well, and we're excited to be here.
And Kevin, I'm sorry I dropped your last name.
Kevin Brooks.
Well, I'm so glad you could join us, Kevin. And you're on the East Coast today, right?
Well, hello to the great Pacific Northwest from the mediocre Mid-Atlantic. I'm in the heart of Chesapeake Bay country from Annapolis, Maryland.
Excellent. We're going to circle back to you because I've had the pleasure of seeing some of your sailing shots. Boy, that's wicked. Not kind. I wanted to be out there. Mel, let's talk about the light station and the care and effort. The restoration has been on its way and you've had the guidance. This is just not a local effort. This is an overarching larger body and organization that's helped shepherd in this restoration. Let's help our listeners understand that larger organization.
Absolutely. I have a really wonderful support system. We have a lot of lighthouse lovers, people that caretake the property who help us maintain these buildings. We are in the early stages of the restoration of the lighthouse property. The United States Lighthouse Society signed a lease with the Coast Guard back in 2019, and we began restoration of this property in 2020. So we've made a lot of progress and have been able to lovingly restore two of our historic buildings. And so they are available for vacation rentals, which is a pretty amazing, unforgettable place to stay. And that in turn helps to provide financial support, sustainability for us to continue to put in funds to caretake the property, upkeep the property, do general maintenance and things of that nature. So it's a pretty fun project to be a part of. And the lighthouse world is absolutely humongous. I had no idea. So it's so fun to dive into the history, tie it into the town, especially for Point Wilson. There's a lot of things that are just very intriguing about the property and the history. We also have a very healthy docent program that also ties into helping us do some projects with raising some donations through giving private tours, public tours to visitors to Port Townsend, travelers, and also the local community. And we're hoping to grow our docent program as well. So everything ties in together to be sustainable and create a sustainable environment for us to continue the work that we're doing here.
I love that it's associated with the Lighthouse Society. This is a very big project, and we're so fortunate the executive director lives in our area. Jeff, thank you for joining us today. I had the occasion to talk to the folks that were wedded to the restoration project. I mean, elbow and grease, just getting in there about a couple months ago. But what I was really interested in finding out more about is not only does the Lighthouse Society support the efforts, but there's an advocacy effort. So you're just not on our own as Point Wilson. Jeff, is that the case that you spend some time legislatively helping us maintain and restore these wonderful places?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the U.S. Lighthouse Society was founded in 1983 in the Bay Area by a retired, well, and at the time he wasn't retired, but he was a Coast Guard officer who saw the need in the early to mid 70s that lighthouses were being neglected and needed to be saved. And things just blossomed from there. We became a national national nonprofit organization. We started off in the Bay Area, but it expanded, of course. And in fact, when I started working for the U.S. Lighthouse Society, I started working for them in San Francisco. One of our board members actually is heavily involved with the lighthouse in the Chesapeake Bay, Thomas Point Shoal. We restored it and opened it to the public. It's a national historic landmark, one of the few lighthouses that are designated that. And that's actually, that project connected us with Kevin and his band, who is doing this great fundraising concert for us. But I wanted to mention real quick, looping back here to Port Townsend and Point Wilson, our organization is not in business to purchase or take over lighthouses necessarily. We advocate and we educate people about what they're doing, how to do it. And we're an educational organization, basically. But in Point Wilson's case, we were actually approached by the Coast Guard, who knew about us, knew about our history around the country preserving lighthouses, because they knew that this property here in Port Townsend was suffering and nobody was stepping forward to take it over.
Yeah.
Yeah. They tried to get a number of entities to take over the station, but nobody would take it from the Coast Guard. And then when they called me and explained to them their problem and said, well, what would you think about the U.S. Lighthouse Society taking over this project? It took me all of 2 seconds to say yes. This property is an amazing location. It's a beautiful lighthouse. And just one other interesting factoid that's important to this project. If you look at lighthouse visitation around the country, your high-end visitations around 800,000 people a year. And that's a lot for visitors to a lighthouse. Well, if you look at pre-COVID numbers at Fort Worden, this property, Fort Worden Property Park, had well over 1.5 million people visiting its going through its gate in a year. So in essence, what that means is if we play our cards right, Point Wilson could become one of, if not the most visited lighthouses in the nation. And that just gets me going.
Yeah.
That so many people could see this property, get inspired by it, and maybe use this as a launch pad for getting involved with other lighthouse projects around the country or going to see other lighthouses. It was a total win-win situation for us. And I think the people of Port Townsend will find that is a win-win for them too, because we're doing our best to fix this beautiful lighthouse up.
Well, I've got some questions for you in just a moment. But if you're just joining us, this is Missy Nielsen with Everybody Can, and we are talking to the folks from the Point Wilson Lighthouse and the Lighthouse Restoration. And we have also one of the performers that will be at the concert upcoming that Mel will tell us about. Want to hear all the details? Go to kptz.org, look up the podcast, and you can get the whole story. So, Jeff, you just talked about the wonderful components about Point Wilson Lighthouse Light Station. How many of them have groundskeeper homes that are of this nature still existing that can help support that restoration effort? Is this kind of unusual or common to most lighthouses?
Well, it's not unusual or uncommon. It's okay. Right in the middle.
It's just such a lovely idea.
Yeah. In their heyday, there were about 1,500 lighthouses in the U.S. Right now, there's about 800 remaining. So we're about half of where we were when all lighthouses were functioning in the U.S. And it's a misconception that lighthouses are government. There are some that are still maintained by the Coast Guard and the government, but the vast majority of them have become obsolete due to modern technology development, GPS, what have you. So it's crucially important for organizations like ours to get involved and save these historic landmarks for future generations. And we have great partnerships around the country with the U.S. Coast Guard, various parks entities. We can't talk to anybody. I've never talked to anybody who said they don't like a lighthouse. You just like them. They're wonderful things. They're altruistic in nature.
What I do like almost as much as a lighthouse, perhaps more, is a good concert where I can wiggle my bum and get out of my chair. So Mel, whet our appetite.
August the 11th.
Is that a weekend?
It is a Friday night. Mm-hmm. Kevin and the Eastport Oyster Boys are going to be performing. And so we are still working out some of the details. But stay tuned for that.
Yes.
This is a benefits concert for us to raise friends, support, and funds for our projects down here at Point Wilson. We're really excited to kind of roll out the red carpet or light the lamp for others, so to speak, to get involved and see the light, possibly join in the many opportunities that we have to donate, support, volunteer, and things of that nature, which there are many avenues and vehicles that that can be done. And I think that this is a really great way to start and start the conversation and get people excited.
And if they wanted to reach out to you, give us the best email or website to get more information on in terms of volunteering for the event or in general. How can we learn about the event and how we can help?
Absolutely. So we have the United States Lighthouse Society.org or USLHS.org. My direct email is mel@uslhs.org. And you can reach me for any needs, any questions pertaining to the property or ways to help. I also manage the vacation rentals. So if there are questions about those as well, and if it's about volunteering, I can definitely connect you with our volunteer group. Get people in the loop. So
excellent.
Keep in mind that one of the best ways to support the Point Wilson Restoration Project is by renting the vacation rentals. And there's not that many lighthouses in the country you can do that, but we have a few options here in Washington State. You know, it's important for lighthouses to become self-sufficient, not to always have to rely on government funding, which is limited, and grants and what have you. So those vacation rentals are hugely important to our success in restoring the property.
Kevin, how did you get involved with the Thomas Point Shoal effort? It sounds like it was a spectacular success. You were performed there. It was your hometown?
Well, it's my hometown, and I just passed it this morning on our boat, the Pearl V-Sport, coming back to do this interview. And that the Thomas Point Shoal Lighthouse, like Jeff said, is, you know, it's an iconic light. And it became part of the partnership here in Annapolis with the Annapolis Maritime Museum, the Lighthouse Society, in 2004. And the Oyster Boys, which I'm happy to be a part of, have always been supportive of the Thomas Point Shoal Lighthouse and the Chesapeake chapter of the U.S. Lighthouse Society. So last year, when we were doing a benefit, a cruise out to the light, we had wonderful food and beverages and silent auction. And the Oyster Boys played. We had a great time. Henry Gonzalez from the National Board and I started talking, and we realized there was more than one lighthouse that might use a benefit, such as Light the Night.
Oh, bless you.
And a night for the light.
So you're coming here.
Got the ball rolling, and I'm coming out. I wish I was bringing the whole band out, doing some visitation to some friends in the Pacific Northwest. We've sailed the San Juans before, so we'll have some time up there. And if you come to the concert, you're going to hear how I first came to Port Townsend back in 2000, way back in the last century, way back in the last millennia.
I hear a sailing tale.
1984. When, yes, yeah, you'll hear a sailing tale. And we know how to define that, too.
I wouldn't be surprised if you and Nora, our production engineer, have one degree of separation. Rumor has it this lady has had her hand on many sails. Kevin, we're running out of time, and I want to make sure you whet people's appetite for this awesome event we're looking forward to August 11th. Friday night, supporting the Lighthouse Station at Fort Worden, the Point Wilson Lighthouse. Jeff, thanks for joining us. And Mel, we're going to be talking more. Kevin, take us home.
This is for all the sailors out there in the Pacific Northwest that have had a blown head gasket coming back from Friday Harbor and missing the tide at the Straits of Juan de Fuca and sitting out there in the same spot for hours and hours. The three things you need to be a person of wealth and means, not only in Puget Sound, but here in Chesapeake Bay, not the big house, not the big car. You just need a good hat, a good dog, and a good boat. We'll sing this song that night. Good hat, good dog, good boat. Good hat, good dog, good boat. Willie's parting words, that's all he wrote. Said, you boys, you listen to me. All you need is just these three. A good hat, good dog, good boat. A good hat can keep you cool when it's hot. good hat can keep you warm when it's not. Keep your brain all safe and dry when that rain falls from the sky. A good hat's what you need. Sing along, Nora. You know how to go. Good hat. Good dog.
Good boat.
Good hat, good dog, good boat. We'll at least part in words of that.
Thank you, Kevin. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, and I thank you for listening in today. That is Kevin in the background. He is whetting our appetite for this August, and our production coordinator and sound engineer is in the masterful hands of Nora Petrich. Now go out, get involved, find your hat, your dog, and pick up a little free time out there on the water. Take care.